S.K. Reed for September 4th, 2007. Hi, this is Rick, and today we're going to talk about S.K. Reed, which is a program done by Sean Randall from randylaptop.com. That's www.randylaptop.com. What S.K. Reed does is it works with Skype and it announces changes in contact information as it occurs when somebody goes online or offline or away. It also announces who is calling when somebody calls in. It gives you information when you're calling out from Skype. It gives some other information like birthday notices and things like that. The S.K. Reed program is pretty small and pretty easy to configure. You download it from randylaptop.com. I went out to the website just now, and unfortunately it appears to be under reconstruction, so there are no links there at the moment, and you don't have access to the program, so that's unfortunate for those of you who might actually want to download the program right now. But the website is supposed to be back up very soon. But what I'm going to do is I will post the S.K. Reed download up on my website, up in the program section as well, so you can download it there until Sean gets his site back up and running. So let's talk about S.K. Reed. After you download it, you simply place all the files into a folder. There is no installation process of the program. It just simply goes into a folder and you execute the S.K. Reed program.
S.K. Reed, folder view list view, not selected readme.html19kbhtml document 6/25/2006/3:24 p.m.
And we have a readme file.
Screed.x.
We have the skread.exe file.
Screed.ini.
And we have the skread.ini file. And that's it. So what you do to run skread
screed.x
is you find the skread executable file. And we'll press enter there.
Enter.
Randy Laptop Skype Reader, beta 2.4 ready. Good afternoon, Rick.
And we get our welcome announcement from S.K. Reed. So, S.K. Reed is now up and running. When you run S.K. Reed for the first time, Skype will ask you about another program wanting to run through Skype. And all you have to do is tell it yes, and then S.K. Reed will be allowed to run through Skype. And then you'll get your welcome message.
Screed.ini.
Now, the setup for S.K. Reed is a little bit difficult, maybe for the beginner, because what you have to do...
Alt-tab, gold wave, alt-tab, S.K. Reed, screed.ini.
Is you have to edit the skread.ini file in order to make changes to skread. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to briefly...
Neil Ewers is online.
And there's skread telling me that Neil Ewers has just come online. So there's a little bit of a demonstration there of skread in operation. So, I'm just going to open the skread.ini file into Notepad.
Enter. Screed.ini-notepad. Edit.
Tomorrow on 03 is away.
And somebody just went away. Now, what this INI file does, it allows you to make configuration changes to SKRead, such as what voice is used.
Well, kiddo is online.
The volume, the pitch, the speed of the voice, various things like that. So let's just go down through here.
Semicolon screen ID file. Left bracket settings, right bracket. Semicolon the voice to use colon voices start at 0 and R.
Jeff Bishop is online.
Semicolon the voice to use colon voices start at 0 and R.
So what I'm going to do for the moment is I'm going to pause SKRead in JAWS. If I do my insert F11,
select the system tray icon dialog, list box, screen.x.
And I go to the SK read, which is the first one here, so it's selected. If I hit enter on it,
enter context menu, script pause checked.
Yes.
It'll say script paused, and it's checked now, so SK read will pause its operation.
Exit.
And if you want out of the program entirely, you can exit.
Script pause checked.
Yes.
So, let me escape out of this.
Escape.
And if you use your insert F11 again in JAWS and go up to the SK read in the tray and hit enter on it, it will unpause it and it will resume normal operation again.
Randy Laptop Skype Reader Beta 2.4.
And now SK Read won't bother us while I'm trying to describe this INI file.
Screen.ini-notepad. Edit.
There we go.
Semicolon the voice to use colon voices start at 0 and R.
Everything in the INI file that starts with a semicolon is simply a comment, and Sean has placed many comments in here to help you understand how to change these different parameters. This first one is the voice to use.
Semicolon the voice to use colon voices start at 0 and R. Numerically indexed.
So what he's telling us is we have to
voice equals 12.
Change this where it says voice equals, yours will default to voice equals 0, which is the first voice. And what this will equate to essentially is Sam, Microsoft Sam. You can now use, from what I understand, you can use names in here. I haven't tried that yet. But in order to get the voice numbers, you can go into Control Panel. Now, due to limitations of the way I'm recording this podcast, I can't go into the Control Panel and into the speech settings, or I'll lose the recording from JAWS, which I found out the hard way after I recorded this the first time and started playing it back. But in order to get to your list of sappy voices, you go into Control Panel and then down to Speech. And you go to the second tab, and in there you'll have a list of all your voices. And that list goes from 1 to whatever, whereas the INI file goes from 0. So that's one thing you have to know. As you go down through the list of voices, and if you hit your insert up arrow, it'll say, 3 of 12 or 6 of 15 for that particular voice, and that's what you got to remember. And then you find which voice you want. Say on my system, I wanted to use VW Kate. Well, that is voice 14 on my list. So for SK Read, if I wanted to use that, I would have to subtract 1 from that number and do a 13. So let's just say I want to do that. So I would go here.
OICE equals 1, 2.
And change this from 12.
1, 2. Blank. 2.
Oops.
3, 3, 2, 1, 2, 3. Voice equals 13.
And I would change this to 13. And SK Read will now use VWK as my voice, and I'll show you this in a minute. So that's a little bit difficult, and I wish I could explain it better to you, but unfortunately with my recording setup, I can't. So hopefully I explained that well enough that you can get an understanding. You can also try to go down through that list, and if you find a voice you want, you can also say, you know, here, voice equals VW Kate, and I haven't tried that yet. But let's continue on down through the file.
Semicolon voice rate works from minus 10 left parent lowest right parent to 10.
Now this is the speech rate, and it goes from minus 10 to positive 10, with minus 10 being the slowest, plus 10 being the fastest, and 0 being in the middle, which is 50%.
Left parent fastest right parent. 0 left parent half right parent is default. Voice rate equals 0.
And it defaults to 0, which is 50%. And you can leave it there, change it if you want. I just leave it at its default.
Semicolon voice pitch works from minus 10 left parent lowest right parent to 10.
Now we have the voice pitch, same thing, minus 10 to plus 10, minus 10 being the lowest pitch, plus 10 being the highest pitch, and 0 being in the middle, or at 50%.
Left parent highest right parent, 0 left parent half right parent is default. Voice pitch equals 0.
And it has voice pitch equals 0, and you could change this to your liking. 0 is the default, and that's where I'm going to leave it.
Semicolon voice volume works from 0 left parent silent right parent to 100.
Now we come to our voice rate, which is from 0 to 100.
Left parent loudest right parent. 50 left parent half right parent is default.
And 0 is silent, 100 is loudest, and 50% is the default, which is in the middle.
Voice volume equals 75.
And I've set mine to 75.
Semicolon speech interrupt value left parent docs for more right parent.
Now the rest of these settings you're not really going to mess with, but I will just go through them briefly.
Speech int var equals 1.
This is the key to use for interrupt. It's set to 1. You have to look through the docs and see what the numeric values for different keys are. And I believe the default here, which is 1, is the escape key. So pressing escape will silence SK Read from whatever it's saying at the time.
Semicolon keystrokes.
Now here are some of the keystrokes that are set up and what their settings are.
Stop key equals left brace escape right brace.
And the stop key equals escape.
Quit key equals left brace F1 right brace. Birthday key equals B. Repeat key equals R. Duration key equals number D. File key equals number F. Semicolon startup message notification.
Now this startup message notification can be changed as well.
Announce startup equals 1.
Announce startup equals 1 is the default, which means it's set to true, which means it will announce when SK Read starts. If you don't want to hear that announcement, you can change this to
announce startup equals 1.
Announce startup equals 0.
Semicolon days ahead to look for birthdays. Birthday days equals 14.
You could change this as well. SK Read currently looks ahead 14 days for birthday announcements, and you can alter that as well.
Left bracket events right bracket. Semicolon for when your user status changes colon.
Now the rest of this is just information that the program uses itself, and I wouldn't recommend changing it, and I'm not going to really go any further down through here because this is just informational messages that are set up for the program, and I wouldn't suggest changing them unless you really know what you're doing. So we can save this now.
Control S.
And close it.
Alt F4, Gold Wave.
Now I can start SK Read up again and let you see the change that we made in the INI file. So I just go to, again, my SK Read executable.
Screen.x375k.
And run that.
Enter.
Randy Laptop Skype Reader, Beta 2.4 ready. Good afternoon, Rick. Sue Morgan is away.
And you now hear that VW Kate is our voice. And SK Read is now up and running again. And it just announced that a status change. SK Read will also announce my status change as well. And if I tab down to my status button here.
Rick Harmon link. One new event link. Call cheaply to mobile phone. Visit store link. Address bar and contact list. Do not disturb button.
And if I change this.
Base context. Skype away. Not available.
End.
Leaving menus.
Rick
do not
Harmon
disturb
is
button.
Not available.
And you see it announced my status.
Shift tab, contact Sue Moore, Thomas D. Sue, Skype test call online, call me to.
Now, if you make calls, SK Read, as I said, will announce some information. So I'm going to do a test call to Skype so you can hear this.
Mute button.
Echo slash sound test service. Call is current.
Hello, welcome to Skype test service. After the beep, please record a message. Afterwards, your
progress.
Message will be played back to you.
This is a test. This is a test.
If you are able to hear your own voice, then you have configured Skype correctly. If you hear this message, but not your own voice, then something is wrong with your audio recording settings. Please check your microphone and microphone settings or visit skype.com for more help. Thank you for using the Skype call testing service. Goodbye.
Echo slash sound test service. Call is finished. Duration, 41 seconds.
And as the call ended, you could hear that it was completed and its duration. As you can see, the program is pretty verbose, and it may be too verbose to some users. I tend to not use it all the time, because I don't like to hear the comings and goings of everybody all the time. And as you can tell, while JAWS is running and, you know, it's running, you kind of have to hear both of them, which to some, you know, may be kind of annoying, but overall, still, it's a very interesting and useful program.
Sky Taylor is away.
And there you hear it again. So, this isn't meant to be an exhaustive demonstration of SK Read. I just wanted to give you a quick demonstration of the program and some of the settings that you can change in order to change it to your preferences. But I hope this has been helpful to you. And I hope you've enjoyed it. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again next time. Here's my contact information. My website is the Blind Geek Zone. The address is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. That's R-H-A-R-M-O-N 928. My MSN contact information is rharmon928@hotmail.com. My email address is rharmon, that's R-H-A-R-M-O-N, at blind-geek-zone.net. If you have any questions or comments on any of the audio recordings I've done, any of the podcasts, tutorials, or demos, please feel free to contact me. If you're in need of training or technical support or website development assistance, please feel free to contact me. If you have any other comments or suggestions, please feel free to contact me.